This upcoming newscast is being brought to you now by More Motor Sales, your Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer in Caro. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro for more than 58 years. Taking a look first at your local and regional news. Although Tuscola County Commissioners called a rare special meeting, there was nothing accomplished at the meeting, which was in a closed session and lasted only around 30 minutes. The reason cited for the meeting was in order to discuss strategies in connection with the negotiation of a collective bargaining agreement with legal counsel for both sides present. Over the last few weeks, commissioners have met several times in closed-door sessions regarding labor negotiations. However, the two sides remain at a stalemate. And another local and regional news. In rural areas like Huron County and other Thumb areas, ensuring safe drinking water from private wells is crucial, as they are not routinely tested like public supplies are. The Huron County Health Department advises regular testing following Michigan Department of Health and Human Services recommendations, especially for any water used in drinking, cooking, or mixing infant formula. Testing for bacteria should be annual, with arsenic, copper, and lead tests every 3 to 5 years, helping to identify potential problems and ensuring water quality. Residents are urged to conduct routine testing through local health departments or certified labs, adhering closely to instructions and opting for a partial chemistry test for comprehensive insights into water quality. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Mike from the used department at More Motor Sales.
And this is Dawn Foote from the new car sales.
Hey, Dawn, we got some great deals going this month. You want to hear what they are?
I do.
This month, on select vehicles, we're giving $3,500 more than what your car is worth.
Mike, why would we do such a thing?
Actually, we won't. We will give you fair market value on whatever you're looking at. And you know why we're not going to give you that much money over what your trade is worth?
Because that's not possible.
It is not possible, and it's not true. What will we do for the first 10 people through the door?
We will treat them just like the next 10,000 people.
So we're not going to do a special deal for the first 10?
No, why would we do something like that? We treat every customer the same.
So if you want a dealer who won't pressure you to race down here for false promises, but merely to get treated fairly and honestly, come down to More Motor Sales in Carroll, Michigan, and see me, Mike.
And me, Dawn Foote.
For the real deal. More Motors.
More Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been making the drive to Carroll for more than 59 years.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news, Joe Biden and Donald Trump's whirlwind agreement to meet for two presidential debates has upended the way that the forums have been organized for nearly four decades. It sidelines and casts doubt on the future of the nonpartisan commission that has traditionally planned them. The presumptive Democratic and Republican nominees on Wednesday accepted debate invitations from CNN in June and ABC in September, shaking up the tradition of three debates not tied to a specific network and held in the weeks before the November election. Their plans came together rapidly, ending uncertainty about whether the candidates would debate. And in other national and international news, a Florida deputy's fatal shooting of a U.S. service member has jarred the former top enlisted officer of the Air Force. In 2020, Chief Master Sergeant Kaleth O'Wright warned that his greatest fear was waking up to the news that police had killed a black airman. The death of senior airman Roger Fortson has community leaders, including the NAACP, asking whether unconscious bias led the deputy to shoot the young service member simply because he was a young black male, and they ask what, if anything, could be done to prevent this kind of tragedy. The investigation into Fortson's death is ongoing. The sheriff's office says they received the local NAACP's, quote, list of demands, and they understand their concerns. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Thursday, May 16th of 2024. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news and obituaries for the hour has been brought to you by More Motor Sales, your Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer in Caro. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro for more than 58 years.